Hey, you're listening to the Trucker Two Time Show. Let's go trucking.
I pulled in a roadhouse in Texas, a little place called Hamburger Dan. I stuck me a quarter in the jukebox, and I played a song with Truck Driving Man.
Hey, this is Joe Savio of Agency, and you're listening to the best podcast in the world.
Well, thank you, Joe. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is Trucker Two Times here coming at you from Twinsburg, Ohio. We just got unloaded and going to be heading down to New Concord, which is down there around the Interstate 77, Interstate 70 split. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, about 2 hours from here, according to the GPS. 2 hours, 10 minutes, which it'll probably be a little longer than that. It's snowing out here and blustery cold. So, we're going to try to go trucking. Good Lord's will, we'll get down there. Got a 5 p.m. Pickup there, if all goes well. I'll just tell you, coming back across 480 right here, I was looking for 271 to go south there, and I don't know where it went. Right lane in, so okay, I'm going to get over here and left. About 40, been running 45, I run 40 miles an hour. And still, a traffic is going around me out here. Road snow covered, they've let it get away from them, or maybe it's too cold. Too cold for the salt to work at 18 degrees, but it ain't too cold to snow. I always used to think it's kind of too cold to snow where when it was too cold for salt to work. Well, as the crack in the windshield eases on up my windshield now, it's over three quarters way up it now. That fingernail polish myth there don't really help nothing. It went on past. I even made a big like an X blotter type deal of the fingernail polish there, you know, for it there. So that didn't help it out none, though. I tell y'all what, though, this global warming thing, it has really had a bad effect on winter. It's the worst winter I've seen as far as ice and freezing and frozen ice and ice that's frozen and frozen snow and stuff there. And about close to 100 years there. It's the worst I've seen right here. I got that email through a hope right there to Michael Moss there, the weatherman. And hopefully he get a change going in that weather report there and clear his stuff up right here for us. Before it gets any worse. Everybody keeps talking about, I ain't listened to it. I'm taking a teens bit of a Trucker Tom approach there. I ain't even looked at it on the TV or the internet or listened to it on radio. I just went according to what I've heard people say in person or something there, you know, where I've delivered it. They talking about bad winter stuff. Then, of course, I heard it on the Michael's weather report deal there, you know. So, so if everybody keep a good following distance, sir, that'll help a lot.
Solid sheet of ice. Don't they live here? Yeah, I know. I say the same thing. The only people living this shit, and they can't drive it.
Everybody
lives up here from down yonder somewhere, though.
People can't drive
whether
the roads are dry or the sun is shining.
What
do you expect?
Yeah, everybody down yonder lives up here, or has lived up here.
Yeah,
10.
Now, my lady called yesterday. She said it was supposed to go up in the 70s today down there in Jacksonville, but it's supposed to go down in the, like, 30s or something tonight.
Well, that's Al Gore's global warming there that we're experiencing.
That's right.
We'll just call this the Democratic Global Warming Project.
Hell, I was in Phoenix last Thursday and it was 92 degrees. I wonder what kind of warming plan that is. Come on.
Where's that at?
Phoenix, Arizona.
92 out there?
And I was 92 degrees come in.
Man, I was out there about 3 weeks ago, sitting for 3 days there, but it was cold then.
Yeah, it snowed out there in northern Arizona. I can vouch for that, but it was nice and warm when I was there.
Damn, boy, I know I got caught over at Santa Cruz waiting on an ice storm over there a couple of weeks or so ago.
Yeah, Santa Cruz usually gets pretty hard.
Well, I went down to Nogales to get a load there, and it was 30-something down there.
Yeah, well, it got down to, that's where I loaded out of, shit, I guess that was Friday. It was about 30 degrees down there.
How long did you have to sit wait on load?
Oh, goddamn. I was at that little Mesa coal storage for 7 hours waiting to get the hell out of there.
I mean, how long did you have to wait after you got empty to find another load?
Oh, yeah, I work for Night Refrigerated. I went down there to load, come on.
Oh, okay. Well, I sat for 3 days, and there's a lot of guys down there in the gallows been sitting there since Monday, or that was Friday 4 last.
Yeah, it gets like that down there. You got Mexico holding up some of the produce coming across and everything else. Just screws up the whole program.
That global warming there throws them oranges out and put a bind on everything.
Yeah, Tim, folks. Oh, hell, we might be in violation. No trucks in left 2 lanes.
I'm going to cut off and go south down here, I hope. It'll probably be about 60 degrees, about 3 miles south of here, and sunny blue skies.
Dude, I come up out of this south this morning. It's worse down there than it is here.
Oh, well, I'm dreaming there. Come on.
Yeah, and I didn't know if I was going to get out of it. And then I got out of it when I got up here a little bit. And now it's starting up here, so I guess I'm just going to be stuck in it going back south.
Yeah, Tim, I've heard it's going to get up about 2 feet of snow wire all up down through here.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, you smoking some funny stuff if you think you got...
Yeah, it's about 22 inches, isn't it?
I've been hearing all kinds of stuff. Of course, now most of what I hear is on CB, and that's a reliable source.
Oh, yeah, you can learn anything you want on CB now.
I'm waiting till I hear 60 degrees and sunshine there before I turn it loose.
Oh, we got it.
Yeah, Jeff,
yeah, CB, we've got more information on the internet.
I'm sure it's 60 degrees and sunny somewhere.
It'd have to be down the southern part of Florida, maybe.
63 degrees in Fort Myers.
Oh, right now?
Kind of go to Florida to find the sun.
I'd say a man getting down there, he'd probably have to haul load out there for about a quarter of a mile. They brought about 15 trucks to a load down yonder.
Oh, boy, shit, it's so fucking slipping, it's not even spun out. Man, I tell you, buddy, I'm burning up in here. I got the defroster going just as hard as it'll go. Trying to get that ice off these windshield wipers. They ice plumb up on me. And it still ain't doing too good. Part of my windshield ain't staying clear, but I can see under the bottom half of it coming down this ramp right here. Now, but this isn't a slick looking deal. I'm feel like a lone ranger right here, an empty trailer, and trying to go south there, and they say it's getting worse as I go. But it ain't gonna get no better up here either, though. Boy, trying to pull this little old hill right here on 77 is going to be a challenge. I don't like this. Yeah, there's a thin line there. We was breaking just a tenth of traction as I was letting out on it, and we got up the steepest part of it there. Never knows how steep these little hills are in Ohio there. The road gets slick, and you got an empty wagon there behind you. But I don't know, buddy. We're trucking, though. Hey, wow.
Roads
are snowing everything. Roads
just like that.
10-4,
same way back up north. No accidents, nothing like that.
Traffic's
just kind of poking along.
You
look all right, though.
Hey, roads is covered all the way down there to West Virginia?
Yes, they are. Other side of Yoder, Nashua again.
10-4. What are we going to do, fellas?
I'm going down through the golf course, pretty
ripe
about
next. Say, if a man parked up, he'd be up here for about a week there waiting on the weather, wouldn't he?
All right, sir.
Now, say, come talk to me, they just sit on the X here, man. They're supposed to get like 9 more inches tonight and start around the dust targets there.
Damn, Lord, this ain't no kind of deal you can wait out then, or it just gets worse as you go, ain't it?
Yeah, I guess you're on your own.
Not snow nowhere. that. That salt, you see, that the guy was turning around, probably had real good salt, you know, because I just noticed where I was loading at, you know, where it's big hunks. I mean, you get this time of year where they've done use that stuff two or three times, and they're mixing that fine grain salt in it. Yeah, hell, two-thirds of it, after they salt the roads, blows off into the road, you know, off the side.
Yeah, I've heard of them having some kind of a liquid, something or other, melt stuff. I don't remember what it was called.
That's like a salt calcium. It's got something else in there that makes a big brine with it, and that stuff really works good.
It's probably pretty expensive, I reckon.
Yeah, the equipment, I think, is kind of expensive, you know. You got all these damn snow plows and everything set up the way it is, you know. It costs a small fortune to switch everything over.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going straight that little SUV. That's what I've been told about that liquid de-icer. It's some kind of chemicals mixed in with a liquefy horse manure.
Wow.
Calcium chloride and horse manure.
Yeah, I believe in anything.
On the airports, they don't use salt.
Yeah, it's there, buddy.
So, 10-4? So, realistically, you could say the roads are shitty.
That's a pretty good observation. I was thinking the same thing. I just couldn't hardly find the words to describe it there.
I hear you. Yeah, the city of Cleveland was supposed to be using it the last couple of years. They said it was very inexpensive and that. I don't know what the hell happened to quit using it.
What, that liquid stuff?
Yeah. They had a big plan for that crap.
I guess when all that global warming come into effect, they figured they didn't need that no more.
Yeah, you got a point there. Yeah, I got a friend who works in the airport. And I always ask them, how come you never have no rocks on it? And they go, oh, no. It's a liquefied horse manure and some other stuff, you know, they process with it. But I guess it's relatively pretty cheap. It works good.
Yeah, I wonder what if that brain's got ammonia or something. Man, I don't know what would be in horse manure.
Well, I ain't sticking my fingers in here to find out.
I like cow manure. Them little mushrooms that grow out of it, that's pretty good.
Yeah, something like that right there, man, that'd be real good. I probably wouldn't mind this drive so much there if I had some of that.
Yeah, I could get down the road here. No, I don't know, but I'd be getting somewhere.
about this a little bit.
The weather over in Indiana is 73 out. He's still 33, Larry.
Hi, Don. Cars and big trucks, that's about it.
One truck sitting on the rafter. I don't know what's going on.
Just flipped. Yeah. Okay, have a good one. See you later.
Hi, Larry. Be careful.
What Fairbay do? Change his handle? I thought I heard you call him T-Bone yesterday.
Yeah, we kind of gave Christmas him T-Bone last year when he got in front of a car.
Oh, no.
Wasn't his fault, though. The car's fault, but, you know, we can't let shit like that slide.
Oh, no, of course not. Okay. Hey, you gotta be careful. Have a good one.
All right,
Larry.
Can't see, I can't see.
Westbound, there's a TFC truck. I'm gonna jump off the service by there 2 miles, so you can't see my taillights, but I'm gonna be doing a little slowing down and getting off to the right here.
5-2.
Now, me too. When is your wife as big as a baseball bat?
Me too, I got all kinds of problems.
Yeah, me too, I'm already up here.
Hey, my windshield wiper, I got the defrost on full blast and having to roll my windows halfway down there about it there to keep them burning up, and it still ain't falling them out.
I put those winter blades on and tried them, and they ain't working that bad at all.
Oh, they got wires to keep them warm?
Well, the winter blades has got some other plastic around the blades, and when it builds up, it just pops the ice off the blades. I mean, they still get some ice on them, but it does pop it off, and it seems to be doing pretty good for my truck. The highway.
Well.
Going.
You guys over here, once one of them took a shower or something.
Let's see what you got for lunch down there, JVTC.
Yeah, same way, back the other way. Have a good day, DeCavo.
TMC, you're right, you're good.
You can hear me there. That cop there facing the northbound, right up over top of that little hill, got him yelling inside the road to the edge.
Yeah, thanks. You have a good day.
All right, I'm going to pull over here. Let me get her guy pull beside me to clean my lights for me.
I got those winter blades on the front of my truck. I tried those, and they work pretty good so far.
You want the fire truck? Holy cow.
The RST is probably acting up on your side.
Yeah, we're going for
6, you can pass that, son.
And 2, you ought to keep his mother off the street, right?
What's wrong with him? He's in there.
Got another cracker just came on my windshield over on the right side now from a what was a rock cracker, just a little indention like a BB. Looked like a BB to hit it there. Been in there a long time though, but now it's cracked both ways for me up there. This windshield here is wasted, and this road is white as snow. Trucking on the snow. Or packed, I guess. Is packed snow same as ice? Oh, boy. Right here's a get-on ramp now. A bunch of traffic coming on. That four-wheeler right behind me. Oh, slow down enough where I get out there in the left lane here and get around some of that. I appreciate that. Looks like, I guess this might be three lanes there, maybe. Looks like it's three lanes wide anyway, and I'm in the middle of it. Huh. Oh, I seen earlier there was an empty flatbed that got on going south there from the turnpike. Man, he's gone plumb way out of sight. I don't know where he went, though, but he was empty, and he's doing better than me. I'm running 45 miles an hour, so he got on and went on down the road. So, you know, some people there, buddy, they don't care to risk it there, I guess, maybe. I don't know. But it don't feel too slick. Oh, I mean, my vehicle feels good to me. Except unless I have to, you know, give it much fuel for pulling. And I sure don't want to have to use brakes. One little downgrade here with a curve in it there. The road, you can tell it, the road's leaning to the left. You don't notice these things, buddy, do you get out on a slick road like that there. Felt like I was sliding to the left there around that one curve. I don't know. 19 lovely degrees, though. Solid cloud overcast and snowing. Speed limit, reduced speed there, 55 down through here, though. We ain't got to worry about that. Woo, baby. Man, there's a four-wheeler. He went plumb down in the ditch down there. Over the edge in the ditch there. Drove right down in there. Or slid right down in there. Going through this old construction area here. They want trucks to keep left lane going south down here. About the 131 mile marker. I'm out in the left lane, and everybody else in the right lane, and I don't know. It don't feel too bad. It looks bad, but truck feels good, though. That's what you sometimes, that's all you got to go is how it feels. If it feels good, do it. So we're doing it. Hey, buddy. I'd just soon be parked up watching TV, though.
When I get there. I'll pray for the lottery, buddy. You'd be better off. Know what that 224 going across Ohio looks like, by any chance?
I can't see it. Ain't no better than what you're on.
Yeah, I hear you. Yep, it's probably a fucked up catastrophe, too.
Yeah, this actually is 224. In other words, 224 and 76 runs together through here.
Yeah, to you.
don't see how some of you are keeping your windshield wipers from icing up. Mine's clogged plumb up.
Well, you got that right. I'm thinking the same thing. Damn it.
I seen some go by a while ago. Ain't got no ice on none.
The edge, grab it and let it slam and pull off.
Because we got heat in our trucks, driver.
It's off.
Oh, okay. I know there's something wrong.
Get over there, son. Boys, get on there.
I'll tell 4, I appreciate it. Yeah, we'll get on the other side of town, get away from where the motor is there, right? Pick up a little bit. I've turned my defrost on full blast and have cracked windows, let the heat out, and it still ain't helping. Yeah, I got a 5 p.m. pickup down there. I believe I might make it there if nothing bad don't happen.
It's 5 p.m. tomorrow,
You'll be all right. I don't know. I guess it is 2:30. You're probably not going to make it.
They'll probably forgive me for being late there.
I reckon they ain't going to hold it against you.
They probably done gone home, or everybody might done left. I could there not be nobody there.
Or you got to take that. That'd be New Concord stuff like. It was the Arizona stuff.
What was they talking about traffic going south down here? What did they say on that?
Down there about the 119, driver. You got a backup started. You got a wreck at the 107, one at the 109, and some, I think there's one down about the 97, I think somebody said.
Oh, a wreck or a backup?
Backup. Yeah, backup, but it's caused from a wreck.
Okay, bud, thanks.
Backup up there.
109, you got a
jackknife
truck.
It
looks like you want from the northbound to the southbound side. Spun around.
M4, yeah, I see it's stopping. Looks like going south up here.
Hey, ready? You got your radio on?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's where it's at. It's all on the southbound side, John.
Beat you there. I'll yell at you about the 109. Come on.
Oh, that sounds good to me. I'll try to lead down through here. They call me Papa Bear.
Stop it, Papa Bear. I forget I got one.
Back out of it southbound. You're coming to a crawl, if not a stop at the 118.
Because nobody's being courteous. Everybody wants to home. What's wrong with me? That's got to be good, right?
Is there anywhere right there at the 118 just to get off park, or what? Does anybody know?
Much longer.
Right on there. I don't have to let traffic by yet. Yeah.
Go ahead, take your nap. We'll wake you up when you start moving.
What's going on this northbound?
Hey, just do like a swift driver. Put your four ways on a parker right there. I'm getting ready to park right here going south.
I'll tell you what, I'm about ready to run this damn shoulder.
Tell you what, this looks pretty tempting, but I don't think I'll get too far if it's empty way.
And he parked right here, you won't be able to go nowhere come morning.
I got an empty wagon too where it come out.
Me to bounce over down there to Zanesville.
Back up.
I got an empty wagon too where it come out.
I got
southbound Lawrenceville, Georgia by 10 p.m. tonight. Think I'll make it?
Can you get off at the 118?
I got a 9,000 pound flatbed, so.
Yeah, John, I think you get off there. You might hit a little bit of a path.
Well, don't feel bad. Shit, I got a 7,000 gallon liquid tanker with a 1,000 gallon in it.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Better now.
I told dispatch I was going to the truck stop party. She said, no, man, I got a great reload for you. Yeah, right, okay. You're right on that.
Get off the stone.
I think we're going to have to wait to get to the truck stop. It looks like we're going to park right here going south.
Here, dispatcher's
lying
to you,
Eddie. Oh,
yeah. 41 still closed.
He wants me to get down there and grab that coal and haul ass to Gary with it. You think I won't make it to Gary? Yeah, right.
Texas down here.
Knock yourself out if you want.
Inside.
All right, westbound, coming up on 27. We got a strong sensor to let up lane.
Sounds like they got hammered yesterday morning. That'll be starting to get cleaned out.
Well, dispatch is over there in Lafayette, Indiana, and I talked to him on the computer this morning. He said, yep, blizzard conditions. I said, right.
Yeah. Did they close down over there?
Well, you know, they closed 65 down in a heartbeat. You know, you're on the southbound side because too many damn accidents because of ruts in the road.
Oh, okay. Well, I know they're telling us that they don't want any of us to go out till afternoon tomorrow. Shoot, that's supposed to go out midnight there, but go to Frankfurt. But yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen, no.
They get that truck out of the mill yet?
Yeah, I don't know, but every time, but this damn trailer pulls to the right anyway, so it's going to have to break it all back if it goes to the right.
We need a trailer that goes to the left, that'll stay up on the hill, huh?
Driver didn't get hurt, he's still living.
I don't care if it goes to the right. Hell, I'll just keep right on going as long as I can. I'll slap it up against the wall.
There you go. Well, if your trailer goes to the left, it won't slap the wall. You got a few more inches before it does.
Yeah, I just don't want to slap no four-wheeler, you know.
And northbound, which lane do we want to be in on the southbound side?
Hell, I'm up to almost 25 by an hour, shit. I'm sitting in tall timber.
Any one of the three will work, driver. It don't make any difference. Whatever which one you want.
Yeah, it looks like the hammer lane's moving the fastest.
Why is that? I don't know what you're showing. That's just another bunch of four-wheelers jumped over in the center lane, and then over to the granny lane. Now they're all jumping back out in the hammer lane, because they think it's moving quicker.
Sounds like a perpetual disaster, don't it?
Where at?
Man, he couldn't have been inches away from hitting that guardrail.
These four-wheelers long slide me. They ought to be about freaking out every time that freaking them. Pretty long.
Yeah, we're all back up here. Just stop and go now. Pretty big mess we got going on out here.
This is NOAA Weather Radio KDO94 in Akron, originating from the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Cleveland on a frequency of 162.40 MHz.
On the latest weather map, a major winter storm will continue to move up from the Ohio River, spreading widespread heavy snow over our area. As the low moves into New England Wednesday, the snow will taper off from west to east, leaving lingering snow showers in the snow belt by Wednesday night. Arctica will again be pulled over the region in the wake of the low. At 2 p.m., weather reports for selected cities. At Akron-Canton Regional Airport, light snow was falling, reducing the visibility 3/4 of a mile. The temperature was 22 degrees, dew point 18, and the relative humidity was 85%. The wind was northeast, at 17 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of 8. The pressure was 29.96 inches, and falling. Elsewhere across Ohio, at Cincinnati, freezing rain was falling, with a temperature of 32. Snow was falling, with a temperature of 14 at Toledo, 17 at Findlay, 17 at Cleveland, 27 at New Philadelphia, and 22 at Youngstown. At Mansfield, snow and fog were reported, with a temperature of 19. At Worcester, snow and fog were reported, with a temperature of 22. At Akron-Fulton Airport, snow and fog were reported, with a temperature of 21. At Columbus, freezing rain and sleet were reported, with a temperature of 28. Reports from nearby cities outside Ohio, snow was falling, with a temperature of 15 at Erie, 19 at Meadville, and 25 at Pittsburgh. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 33 at Parkersburg, and 9 at Buffalo. At 3 p.m., weather reports for selected cities, at Akron-Canton Regional Airport, light snow was falling, reducing the visibility 3/4 of a mile. The temperature was 22 degrees, dew point 19, and the relative humidity was 89%. The wind was northeast, at 17 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of 8. The pressure was 29.90 inches, and falling. Elsewhere across Ohio, at Cincinnati, freezing rain was falling, with a temperature of 32. Snow was falling, with a temperature of 14 at Toledo, 16 at Findlay, 16 at Cleveland, and 22 at Youngstown. At New Philadelphia, mixed precipitation was falling, with a temperature of 26. At Mansfield, snow and fog were reported, with a temperature of 19. At Worcester, snow and fog were reported, with a temperature of 22. At Akron-Fulton Airport, snow and fog were reported, with a temperature of 22. At Columbus, freezing rain and snow were reported, with a temperature of 28. Reports from nearby cities outside Ohio, snow was falling, with a temperature of 15 at Erie, and 25 at Pittsburgh. At Parkersburg, rain was falling, with a temperature of 34. At Buffalo, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 10. At Meadville, snow and fog were reported, with a temperature of 19.
The winter weather message for the following counties in Ohio: Mahoning, Portage, Stark, Summit, and Trumbull. Winter storm warning remains in effect until 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Wednesday. A winter storm warning remains in effect until 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Wednesday. A major winter storm is ongoing across the region and will continue into Wednesday morning. Snow will remain heavy through tonight. Some of the heaviest snow will be late this afternoon and this evening, when snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour are possible. Storm total snowfall accumulation of 10 to 16 inches are likely with this storm. A few places may see up to 20 inches. Sleet will likely mix in with the snow south of Akron to Youngstown line, reducing snow accumulation some. Northeast winds will gust to near 30 miles per hour tonight into Wednesday, creating considerable blowing and drifting snow. Wind chills will also drop to 10 below tonight. A winter storm warning is issued when severe winter weather is expected. Heavy snow and slash or ice will cause hazardous driving conditions. Travel is not recommended on today and tonight. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio and other radio and TV stations for further details or updates. The extended forecast for northeast inland Ohio: Friday, mostly cloudy, highs 15 to 20, wind chill values as low as 15 below.
Sure, but I want to get snowed in with a little chubby girl. Come on.
Oh, okay.
I promise I'm not chubby tonight. No, no.
Who's that bar kid? That ain't that crate driver, is it?
That truck stop big mess over there. You ain't parking there?
I got a grill under my damn mug. One of those small grills.
Back at the it's still parking there, man.
I tell you, this here is the type of weather the barbecue is.
Why, hell yeah. If you're stuck in and get you down a cold glove pack, you don't have to worry about putting it on ice.
It'll freeze on you, won't it?
Nah, hell no. Beer won't freeze. You stick it in the damn freezer and it won't freeze.
Oh, shit. It's the beer.
Every 2 weeks, pick up my supplies. I pick up about 5-6 cases to take back to the hills with me. During the winter, just start into a bank of snow. It's always cold.
Well, hell, if you live in the hills, you get some of that good clear stuff. You don't need to worry about beer.
I got me a good barber spot here at TA, so I'm just going to hang out here a little while. I'll be able to go in there right now and get me something to eat, though. I smell some good cooking coming out the chimney. I'm going to go in there and get me a cheeseburger.
2 hours, good 34 miles. I believe it. I jumped off the damn end. There's 80 up there. Went down to Kenton down there. It's 10:30 my time. I didn't get down there until 12.
My head dispatch is sending me a message. He still wants me to try to get down to Zanesville and get that loot over to Gary.
Hey, I'm going down that way, Gary, but I ain't going down that way. Come on.
Guess it'd be all right.
Well, they'll have to pay a man about triple pay, and then you'd maybe consider it a little bit better, but daggone, you ain't making a dollar an hour like this.
Better run with an empty flatbed too, right?
Yeah, that ought to pay about about 10 times pay, Gary. We work it too cheap the way it is, there, come on.
Well,
I emptied out, and I was supposed to get out and load eggs out of some little shithole town about 30 or 40 miles east of 70 or west of 77, and them eggs can sit there and rot until I get there.
There you go, Earl. They have to ante up. They'll have to come up with more money here to get a man running down the road 20 miles an hour for 100 miles.
I'm sitting here empty. I don't have to be anywhere. The hell with them.
That's what I told him. I said, you know, I'm typing that message. Hey, 2 hours, 34 miles, and the weather's getting worse as the day goes on. What are you, wacky?
I tell you what, driver, I left out this morning at 5 o'clock going down to
Oh, that's good then there. Maybe, I don't know what, they say it's supposed to be a winter storm all day today and tonight or something. I don't know.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I can't
believe it, sir. Yeah. So, I'll call and let you know there as soon as I figure something else out there.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
All right. Be careful.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, at least the broker is understanding about it.
It's getting worse than what it was. We had one of our other drivers get unloaded about an hour and a half before me, and that's before it really started coming down. And shit, just from the time he left, the time I got unloaded, the road started to shut. When I got to where I was going over there to get that coil off, they weren't too bad. And it's just wet, but come out of that place, and holy shit.
Hell, that plus the wind's picking up and it's supposed to pound. And I didn't actually hear the local weather forecast here, but I know they're calling for strong winds.
Yeah, they're talking 35 mile an hour winds as well. You know, I got the weather channel on the AM/FM there, and, you know, they were talking 35 mile an hour freaking winds, and snow's going to get a lot deeper.
And it's just what I want to do. I want to be 30 miles out in the middle of fucking bumfuck Beach or somewhere with 30 mile an hour winds on the secondary road snowed in and can't get the hell out.
Yeah, that or get blown off the road with an empty wagon just trying to get down there and get it.
Yep, that's a fact.
Well, yeah, me, I'm just hoping about 11 o'clock to lock about 11 o'clock tonight, chop a lot of these four-wheelers off the road so I can roll.
Hell, they'll probably have the road shut down because it's supposed to get worse as the night goes on. This is nothing compared to what it's supposed to be, I guess.
Well, I don't know if it's true or not, but the last place I delivered to, they said Columbus had their road shut down already.
Well, I believe it.
Already is what they just told me.
They might end up getting it out there up north in Ashtabula. Might end up with about 20, 22 inches out there, but we ain't going to get that bad. We'll get about 6 to 12 on most places.
Yeah, I ain't talking about they up to 18 inches here.
It's 16 inches in the Cleveland area, and I'm out between them.
Well, tomorrow I'm supposed to be over there on the island tomorrow.
Michael Miles, we need you to create a weather report of 70 degrees and sunny skies for everybody. And thank you very much.
So you better get changed in bed and get you some rest because you don't need it going across there because it's just going to wire your ass out.
I was going to say, have fun going across the snowshoe.
You're right on down farther south of Landstar.
Well, all I need is put my skis on the front and everything and just ski down. What you think?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I knew there wasn't going to be no place to park there. I just had to get some fuel and go on down.
Well, plenty of room in here to park.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you could park another, I don't know, probably about another 10, 15 trucks in here. What you think?
Oh, probably more than that. I bet you'll be a whole lot more than that by the night stuff.
I know that's one reason I kind of try to park where I paper get out. What you think?
Now wait till the sun goes down, see how quick it fills up in here.
Yeah, I think I'll just might walk across the street there and get me about 12 bag of beer just in case it ain't open tomorrow. What did they say? They had Columbus Roads already shut down?
That's what I heard the last place I made my last drop at when I emptied out. They had a truck down in Columbus, and they were shutting the roads down in Columbus already.
Yeah, shit, my old man lives down there around walking side and doing call.
At downtown, downtown's just fine over there in Columbus. They stayed on that overnight. Hell, I came up to Main Drags, all them roads up there's fine, but once you get on the outskirts of downtown, that's when they start shutting shit down because ain't nobody done nothing over there.
How's it on down 77 there?
Well, driver, you get down about the 50 there, you drive the road, wet roads there, you know, 70 kind of spit there.
This storm won't blow out of here overnight, eh?
We'll be up out here
tomorrow about 10 days. Supposed to go till about 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
Hey, I tell you, I don't doubt it. Hell, hey, there's actually the first snow that they've really had this year, you know what?
Yeah,
I come across from Hartford this morning. Kingstown, believe it or not, was actually busting ass keeping up with it. I can't believe it. Usually they wait until you have a major accident before they come out and do anything. Hell, they were working it.
I hear you.
I was
just going to
say, they know that this shit's coming and they know it's
going to
be a major.
I just can't hardly believe 50 miles south of here the roads are wet.
I can, because it's the belt that it's running.
Well, they were probably wet when they came up through, but it's probably not now.
Somebody said the weather forecast said something about storm supposed to ease over into the night, get on across the end of the East Coast over to Pennsylvania.
Well, I tell you, she told me yesterday, she left on the computer, weather screen or whatever. It showed it all the way across there, time it was said and done.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up here at Cotlet's Podcast. I went into the TA here and got me a big old mushroom burger. And I smelled it when I got outside there. I smelled it coming through there where they grilling it on open flame. And doggone, it was good. I had everything put on it. It even had a regular, I don't know, some other kind of patty there, a meat patty. I don't know what they're called there. It's probably a steak patty, I guess, sir, but on top of that, a big grilled, thick grilled burger and order of fries with it. And man, it was really good though. I mean, that cost, $11 and something. I give her a waitress a couple dollar tip. And, I ended up bringing half of it back out here to the truck with me on the styrofoam, box plate deal there, but, sitting around, I got, pretty good audio recording of some other drivers sitting in there killing time, you know, where it's decided to stop here instead of fighting the storm going on down the road there, you know, themselves. And some was even loaded, and, you know, and there's several that's empty that weren't parked up. But, you know, that's just a call, you know, a driver hates to shut down, you know, where it's kind of like a pride type deal. And of course, you know, as truck drivers are, it's something where it's built into us, you know, where it causes us to want to keep going, you know, where to get the job done, you know. So a lot of guys, you know, on the radio and this and that there was looking for a little bit of comfort, including myself, you know, where of knowing that others had shut down too, you know. And then there's some, you know, that of course it kept going, I guess, through it. Well, yeah, they was some went by the exit there when I got off her, but you know, like I said earlier, there's one truck on up the road there that I seen that was wrecked, so, and then several four-wheelers, so I didn't want to be a part of that deal anyway. But I don't know. Man might have made it and might not have, but after running from the last whatever it took me, or a couple hours, whatever, to run that, let's see, 60, 70 mile, whatever it was there, I didn't want to do another 70 mile like what I was doing the last 10 mile or something, all right? 20 mile an hour and stop, and 5 mile an hour and stop and stuff there, buddy. Where's the personnel there? Did me anyway. So appreciate y'all riding along with me, and I'm going to catch up on some of that gun smoke that I've got on my DVR. Got quite a few shows on there, and maybe tomorrow will be better weather-wise. So appreciate you listening. This is Trucker Two Times, and I will catch you later.